Welcome, welcome, welcome. The reason I'm whispering is this is a secret birthday episode of my podcast. I'm not going to be posting about it online. I'm not going to be shouting about it loads. But I wanted to give you a little gift. I'm not even going to, it's not worth me mentioning that this week's episode is brought to you by speechdevelopmentrecords.com, because we'll get into that in a minute. It relates to the gift I'm giving. But some of you will know, if you've been following me for a while, is since 2011, on my birthday on August 3rd, I always release something or give something away to celebrate my birthday. I'd rather give you guys a gift. I'm lucky. I've got the gift of, I've made a living from doing all this nonsense for 10 years. This is how I pay my mortgage. Mental. What a gift. So I like to give you guys a gift on my birthday. On August 3rd, 2011, I released the video for Introdiction, which I hadn't really told anyone. I was doing a solo thing. I hadn't told them I'd done a track with Travis Barker. I hadn't told him I'd done a video where I cut my beard off. And I just dropped it on August 3rd and went, here you go. Happy birthday. And it went crazy. It's one of my most successful tracks, if not my most successful track. So that was cool. The year after that, I think we released the Giacomo Brown album on August 3rd. Other ones I've done since then, I released a birthday podcast where I interviewed my mum and my dad. So you can go back and listen to that if you want. I released the Distraction Pieces podcast book last year and did a full tour. Starting on my birthday, I did at the Leicester Square Theatre in London on August 3rd this time last year, and then I went off around the country and didn't come home for a week or two, just coming and visiting and chatting to you lovely lot. I got some lovely cakes off you all. It was all a delight. But the point of all this is I like to give you guys something each year. So yeah, I may as well start the podcast. This is the Distraction Pieces podcast, unnumbered, unlabeled. Secret Birthday Edition, 2017.
This piece of fiction is the intro to Distraction Pieces. This piece of fiction is the intro to Distraction Pieces. This piece of fiction is the intro to Distraction Pieces. This piece of fiction is the intro to Distraction Pieces.
Right. Hello, guys. As you're listening to this, I will have just turned the ripe old age of 36. What I normally do on my birthday is I go and see a film. I really like to see a film on my birthday. Previous birthday films have been Guardians of the Galaxy, the first one. It's one of my favourite birthday films. I really enjoyed it. I went to see the most recent Mission Impossible one year. Really good film. Really enjoyed it. This year, I'm going to go and see Atomic Blonde because I think it looks fantastic. I saw the trailer for it while I was in LA early in the year, and yeah, it looked cracking. So that's what my birthday fun is for myself. I'll probably be having the family over, my mum, my dad, my brother. I might see if my goddaughters and that want to pop by. I'll probably do that in the afternoon, evening. But I'm not really much of a partier. I did we had the club night 2 weeks ago, or a week and a half, and that was my kind of party night. So I'll be taking it easy. But what I like to do, as you know, is to give you guys a little gift for my birthday. And I've not got anything to release at the moment. I've got a lot of stuff I'm working on, a lot of different projects. I was hoping to try and get ready in time, or at least announce, but none of them are ready to announce. The trainers, I was trying to get my new a range of trainers that are coming out. I was trying to get them to launch on August 3rd, but they're not going to be ready until August 30th, so that'll be when we launch them. So I decided what kind of brought me to the table, or I guess one of the things that's been key in my life for the last however long has been Speech Development Records. As I mentioned at the start of every podcast, it's the sponsor, because it's what I've put so much of my life into, either releasing my own music or releasing the music of others. And the music industry's changing, man. So I've spoken to a few of the artists on Speech of Element Records, and we've agreed to make some albums free for you guys. So to give away, to start and launch a free music page at speechofelementrecords.com. And I thought I'd do a little podcast to give you a little explanation and some story and some behind the scenes of each of the records there. And yeah, I'm going to do them in order. So the first record that is going to be completely free to download from speechdevelopmentrecords.com, you no longer have to pay for it on iTunes or any of these other options, is my first ever record, my debut record, No Commercial Breaks. Yeah, it's the one that started this whole journey. I recorded No Commercial Breaks. I wrote most of it whilst working in HMV. I wrote a lot of it from on the till, and then I quit my job, and I'd saved up enough money, literally $3,000 or $4,000, but enough money to kind of live off that for a year and try and just make music and sell music. So I recorded my album in over 3 days in the studio with some mates, all live instruments, and then I put it out. And then I did a thing called the Relying on the Kindness of Strangers tour, where I lived in my Toyota space cruiser. Chris of the Drunk Cast came along for a chunk of that. And yeah, I put this record out. I sent one out to a guy I used to work with who was producing under the name of Dan Lesac. He did some remixes, which kind of led to us working together. The first song we wrote together was called Thou Shalt Always Kill, and it went straight into the top 40, and the rest is history. But the first track that seemed to catch the attention of my mates, I guess, is the track I'm going to just drop on here. It was at the opening track. It's got no chorus. It's called 1,000 Words. It's exactly 1,000 words long, and it's a warped version of the story of how I got my stutter. There you go, on cue. So it's kind of my journey from birth to the point of that record coming out, essentially. So yeah, and it was one of the first tracks that caught John Kennedy's ear. Adele on MySpace, I remember her messaging me as I was freaking out over Hometown Glory. She was freaking out over 1,000 words. And yeah, it kind of it kicked things off a little bit. So I thought that's a great album to start the free thing, to give it away. And yeah, this is 1,000 words.
They say a picture's worth 1,000 words. So with these 1,000 words, I'll paint a picture in your mind that breaks the rule of thirds. Let's go right back to the start. What better way to begin? Before too much of the corruption, the temptation and sin. Before the gloss was taken off, back to sandcastles and grins. Before the world we were living in became riddled with riddling. I had a very normal birth, no wise men did attend. Born into my family as son, brother and friend. I had a normal start to life with a very normal infancy. And over the years many events did influence me. But there's one that stands out now with a special place in my mind. And the more times I think back, the more new memories I find. When I was 4 years old, out in France, I almost died. A wave swept up to the shore and took me back for the ride. And in that moment of fear, I gazed below normal tide. And that's when the depths of the ocean showed what was really inside. I saw a man sat just below the surface on a rock. And his wisdom-filled gaze withdrew panic and shock and unlocked an inner calm that let me float down to his depths without any flailing, shaking arms or panic-filled breaths. I swear we sat for hours before words were introduced, just relaxing in a world below the fights and abuse, below the weapons of war, below the cars and the ships. Then when he felt I understood, he slowly parted his lips. The pen is far mightier than the sword, he said, as he stabbed his pen in my leg and the ink mixed with the red. With this action I inject the gift of knowledge instead. of all the other cluttered thoughts that will clog up your head. But if at any point you take the spoken word just for granted, these words will stick in your mouth and fall out broken and parted. It didn't hurt for some reason, but I could feel a change inside. But I hadn't really understood what his words had implied. I thought I'd wait for his next words with my mind open wide. And with the guidelines that he gave me, I would try to abide. Again, much time passed with silence being the topic. But the serenity was such bliss, I had no words that could stop it. Then after what seemed like a lifetime had passed, he stopped and looked right through me like I was made up of glass. And at that very moment, I was grabbed from this landscape. As I left this wise old figure, I quickly prompted a handshake, and I was carried back to shore, my life saved by my own dad, with no memory at the time of the experience I'd had. And so I went on with my life, these things locked up in my brain. I grew up no different from the rest, everything just stayed the same. Until one day I realised sometimes my own speech was erratic, like the needle on my record would get all caught up and static. And at school this affliction didn't make things too easy, and easy targets of the kids would sometimes laugh at and tease me. I guess there's no denying this made me stand out from the rest, but that kind of thing has never fazed me, I just took it in jest. Sure, the broken stammers of a youth can kind of bring some attention, but the sympathy of a teacher can get you out of detention. And this continued until I reached a certain age, until I started to thrive for knowledge, for every word and every page. All of a sudden the words would just flow off of my tongue. When I got bored of how one sounded, I'd just learn a new one. I started listening to all these people who showed great use of each word, feeling the buzz from every single line from Gil that I heard, the way he manipulated the language and really made it develop, as he told another story from 125th Street and Lennox, and Mr. Mojo Rising, the American poet, had enraptured my mind with words and would never know it. I would sit in my room for hours just listening out for every underlying meaning in the words he would shout. Then I'd put on the specials to hear their social commentary. You couldn't help but get drawn in, sometimes even involuntary. And the way that Rakim would take my mind on a journey to a kind of lifestyle and scene that never used to concern me, a completely different world to the one that I lived in. But I could connect to the language and the passion within him. So I started to write, inspired by those here before me. I'd found an outlet for my thoughts, a way of telling a story. So I wrote, and I wrote until I felt it was time to put some of this stuff on tape. And then I started to rhyme. And once I started climbing, I knew there was no way I could slip. And that's the one true birth of this here Scroobius Pip, the one with the leather ties and weathered eyes, whose 37 clever lines left 37 severed minds. The one that speaks but never lies, and sometimes fails but always tries. And the more he writes, the more he finds it pays to bleed between the lines. They say a picture's worth a thousand words, so with these thousand words, I'll paint a picture in your mind that breaks the rule of thirds. They say a picture's worth a thousand words, so with these thousand words, I'll paint you one big picture in your mind that breaks the rule of thirds.
There we go, that was a thousand words. Yeah, go and help yourselves. Essentially, all these records, they're going to be free for download. They're all, let me just check, all of them except for one, the one at the end, are available on CD still. If you downloaded them and loved them and wanted them on CD, then you can kind of order one and support. And No Commercial Breaks, in fact, is only available on a two-disc one that's got a live one. But I'd... this is really bad because I get a lot of love for that live at the Royal Albert Hall CD. I don't rate it. I don't think it's that good. I later did a live at the Edinburgh Fringe DVD, and I wish that was the one that was on the CD because I think it's better. But anyway, No Commercial Breaks is the first of the three tracks. The next one is the first artist that we released on Speech Development Records that wasn't called Scroobius Pip. It's Giacomo Brown, Oh No, The Drift of the World. And it's a beautiful album. Now, me and Dan Lissac had, when we were touring, we'd heard, or we kept hearing, or kept playing a couple of little EPs that Giacomo Brown had made, and we'd always said if we started a label that we'd release his stuff, because we thought it was great. And then years and years later, I started a label, and I kind of said, look, do you want to put, and I'd love to put a record out. So I paired him up with Yilla, who produced a lot of my Distraction Pieces album. And they put together Oh No, The Drift of the World. And number one, I loved it. And it meant the world to me because it summed up what Speech Development Records is about. Because Giacomo Brown is a guy that has no interest in having a career in music. I had to twist his arm to record an album, but he's got no interest. He played live twice. He didn't see the appeal. He's got other desires. He's got no interest to make money off music. It's why he was the easiest one to approach about giving this away for free. He's got his day job. He works in a library. He reads and writes and thinks. And that's his priority. The appeal of pop stardom or anything else isn't there. Therefore, he doesn't tour. He didn't really want to do a lot of press. He did a really cool interview with I Like Music. I Love Music. I Like Music. I Like Music. No, yeah, I think I Like Music. But other than that, he didn't do a lot of press. Despite it being... So there's those things. There was no tour and not much press. So the fact is, no one else would have put this record out. And that meant the world to me as a label to put out a record that was beautiful but maybe wouldn't have existed without us. It got, I think, 8 out of 10 or 7 out of 10 in Uncut magazine, which Uncut wouldn't normally be covering a completely unknown artist who's got no following or live gigs or anything like that. It got again, a 7 or 8 out of 10, I think, or 4 out of 5 or something like that on Six Music Roundtable on Steve Lamacq's show. So, yeah, it was kind of... It felt like a beautiful achievement because it was an album that would never have been, and then when it was praised and warmly received. So, yeah, was delighted to put this record out. The track I'm going to play you... Oh, I haven't even decided, I think. I'm going to go with a When She Comes. It's such a beautiful hypnotic track, and it was the first one we did a music video for, I think, as well. But yeah, this is Giacomo Brown, When She Comes. Go. Whole album's amazing. Go and help yourself. It's free. It's literally free. Just go to speechdevelopmentrecords.com. You'll figure it out. It's free. Help yourself. It's a beautiful album. It's also an album that flows completely as one. So I think on the original digital release, or was it on the CD? On one of the releases, we literally released it as two tracks because the first half is all as one and the second half is all as one. I think on iTunes, we then had to break it up. I think it might be it. I think the CD might just be two tracks. Yeah, I think we might have done that. Anyway, on iTunes, it was broken up, and on the download, it'll be broken up, but it flows as one. It's a single piece, or two halves of a single piece. So yeah, enjoy that. The next one I want to give to you guys for free is a War and Peace, SDR 007, a War and Peace of my homies, Buddy Peace, produces this podcast you're listening to right now. He's put this episode together. He might drop a little Buddy peace type thing in there if he wants to.
Buddy Peace,
Buddy Peace, Buddy Peace, Buddy Peace, Buddy Peace.
This was an exciting collaboration for me because Walgie, the Warren half of War and Peace, I've known for a while. He worked on my solo album Distraction Pieces. It's confusing when I reference that on a podcast called Distraction Pieces, but yeah, he worked on that and was in a band called I Shouted Gun that I loved them. I thought they were great. They're one of my favourite local bands ever. And Buddy Peace had worked with Sage Francis and B Dolan and all these people and Buck 65. And I kind of put them together and kind of said, look, I think you guys had hit it off artistically because I think your styles had meld well together. A Warren's kind of guitar shoutiness along with his dance sensibilities, dance music, not his dancing, and Buddy Peace with his just boom bap, old school hip hop style production and real left field kind of sounds. I thought that'd work well. And then they put this album together and it blew me away. I'm not going to lie, it didn't hurt that they put Natasha Fox on there, who's one of my favourite singers and people, humans. She's got a band called Future Ages, who I highly recommend. Go and download all these albums I'm giving you here for free, then go and pay for the Future Ages record. It's dope. So yeah, they put all this together. And then, you know, we've done tours. We did the Speech Development Tour where B Dolan headlined and War and Peace supported. And yeah, it was great. I mean, number one, it was an album that I've listened to a ridiculous amount of times. So yeah, there's a great pride and excitement. I'm dragging this out because I can't decide which track to play. It's tough because, oh man, well, the track I listen to the most is Indoor Voice, but I really rate Pennies and I really rate Hungry. Hungry's a really good one, man, but I feel I should play the one that's got a Natasha on to give you a sample of her mad skills, but Hungry's a tune. Hungry has got a really good music video. In fact, Hungry, Frankly Stephen featuring Scroobius Pip and Indoor Voice have all got music videos, but I'm going to give you Indoor Voice because that features Natasha Fox and some backing vocals from Amy Ballman. So yeah, that's what I'm going to go with. So, but god damn, it's a good album and it's free. So this is Indoor Voice by War and Peace featuring Natasha Fox. We'll be right back. There we go. That's another one. Oh man, all this stuff's just available for free. How crazy is that? How crazy am I for giving you this beautiful free stuff? I'm pausing because I'm deciding what to do on the next one as well. No, I'm not. So the last one is the first straight spoken word album that I put out on Speech Development Records, and it's At Home with Polar Bear, or At Home with Polar, as it's called. It's only available digital, so making this one free is kind of a big deal, because it's removing any chance of ever making any more money from it, if that makes sense. I know that sounds odd, but on the other ones, if you really like it, you could then choose to support the artist. But on this one, it's there, man. It's happened. It's yours. It's free forever. Me and Polar Bear are giving you this as a gift. So let me tell you the story of this. I plan to do more of these. I've done one more. The At Home with Polar album, and me and Polar Bear. So Polar Bear is one of my favourite humans and easily in my top five spoken word artists of all time. And I had this label and I was like, I'd love to put something of yours out. But the problem we had was spoken word albums often feel a little bit dry a little bit boring. You do a live one and it's hit and miss on how the crowd is. And we said, look, let's just, how about, this is crazy, you just sit down at home. He put his kid to bed, his kids to bed, and then he sat down at home, he made himself a cup of tea, and he just told as many of his poems as he could remember, essentially. And he told some stories in between. And we called it At Home with Pola. And it was beautiful, man. It was a really cool thing to do. Yeah, and have happen. So we decided that we were going to... I did the same with Rob Alton, who's... I'm not giving away for free because that only came out recently. So go and buy that. It's dirt cheap. But yeah, he just sat down and told all these poems. Anyone who's a fan of Pola and knows Pola will be thinking now, I'm going to choose Jessica. Because that, on the album, it's track 4. It's potentially my favourite spoken word track of all time. It's the one that people listen to and go, this dude's just amazing. It's such a beautiful story. But I'm not going to choose that one, because that's the obvious choice. I'm going to choose Compton, because that was one that, for years, I'd do gigs with Pola, and he'd do amazing stuff, but still I'd be like, I can't wait for him to do Jessica. Jessica's the one. And then one day, he dropped Compton, and I was like, oh, there's a new highlight in this man's oeuvre. So, yeah. This is Compton by Polar Bear.
Once upon a time, in a land where the men tattoo love and hate both on one hand, there lived a family. The average fabric of a woman and man, a girl and a boy, a few toys and a cat. Her name was Whiskers. Some days they all sat happy together. Other days plates smashed on the wall after they got flung like a discus. After a fight, the dad would play Black Sabbath into the night. The mum would blast Eurythmics in the kitchen. The kids would sit listening to both. The girl drawing the sky. The boy writing his Christmas gift wish list in the form of a rhyme. It'd go, Dear Santa, a calculator watch is what I want, and if you don't give me that, then you're a really bad Santa. The girl was an avid dirty dancer, watching Patrick Swayze 7 times a day till the VHS tape wore away. But the boy wasn't into that. His older cousins already into rap. They gave him a tape of N.W.A. and said, listen, tell us what you think of that. So he went to his room and put it on and turned it off again. Are you mad? If mommy has that, I'm going to catch a slap and I don't even want to think about dad. So he put it in an old sock, in a shoebox, on top of his wardrobe, underneath a blanket, and just told himself to forget it. He spent his afternoons wrestling his little sister. She was 3 years younger, so it was easy to lift onto his shoulder for an inverted tombstone. She pretty much did what he told her. I liked it when he rolled her up in a duvet like a sausage. In My Little Pony pastry. They've been fighting a lot lately, she said one afternoon, as he had her in the early stages of the perfect Boston crab. The boy knew straight away. This was one of those serious moments in the middle of a game that they every so often had. He told her not to worry. Then finished her off with a suplex. Who's the greatest? You are, say it louder. You are! That's correct. Later that afternoon, the girl sat on the kitchen floor, playing the mom at Connect Four. Something felt wrong. She'd been keeping score. Now, the girl didn't miss a lot, but she failed to spot the fact that Dad's coat was missing from the hook on the back of the door. Where's Stephen? He's over there. Doing his homework? No. He's watching that documentary about the frozen home of the polar bear. Again? Well, tell him his dinner's ready. I've made his favourite. Turkey drummers and alphabet spaghetti, but not in front of the telly. Tell him to come to the table. I need to speak to you both. It's important. Later that night, the boy sat alone on his bed. 101 Carl Lewis-shaped thoughts were running through his head. Mum had said it wasn't their fault. Just that Dad was confused. His sister had asked who they'd live with and whether they'd have to choose. And as the two of them sat downstairs now on the sofa in a state, the boy's eyes were drawn up to the top of his wardrobe. His face changed, and a cartoon light bulb appeared. And for those of you who don't know, this represents an idea. Downstairs, the living room was cold, and the curtains were closed, and the sofa looked like a battered old boat in the middle of the ocean with both of them adrift in it. He told them to stand up, and handed him sunglasses he got free with a Happy Meal, his eyes sparkling like Catherine Wheels. They didn't ask him why, but as he moved past them to the old Hitachi stereo, he looked back and his mum and sister kind of looked like the Blues Brothers. He pressed rewind on the tape, put his own sunglasses on his face, pressed play, stood back and waited. As the music started, his mum and sister looked startled, so he quickly explained the role play and told them, "Look, you just got to trust me. Mom, you're Dr. Dre. Sis, you're Eazy-E. Whiskers the Cat will be MC Ren, and me, I'm Ice Cube." For the rest of the night, they passed a wooden spoon like a mic, rhyming along to all the songs, swearing as loud as they like. "You're when I'm in your neighbourhood, you better duck, cause Ice Cube is as crazy as fuck, and as I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I'm coming back, boy, I'm coming straight out of Compton. That's it, Mom. Compton." See, that's the tale of how NWA took a day that was going to be grey and just for a while at least made it okay. And since that day, whatever mess I'm getting in, to feel better, I just press play. Because music is my medicine. Nice one. All right, I don't know if you heard, but at a really inopportune moment, my neighbours banged through the wall. I'm guessing it was when I recited the NWA passage. And they know I'm the Ice Cube, so deal with it. Deal with it. Next door. Nothing. All right. Cool. You all right so far? You're not here. This is odd. I'm loving it. Right. Next up. It's clear to me, actually, just doing this. All I ever write about is hip-hop and home. And I'm all right with that. All right, so if your friends go, do you know any good spoken word people? You go, "Yeah, I know a couple." "Do you like hip hop?" And if they go, "Yeah," go, "All right, double check. Do you like home?" They'll be like, "Yeah, it's all right." Wicked. You might like Polar Bear. If not, if they answer no to either of those questions, they're probably wasting their time. All right? And we don't want to do that. Right, next up. How long are we going now, man? This one recording line is just going on. Shut up. Okay.
There we go. So that ends this secret birthday special. I hope you've all enjoyed it. If you haven't, it's a bonus episode, so go fuck yourself. It's free. Even if it wasn't a bonus episode, it's free. Stop getting on my case. Anyway, thank you all so much for giving me a career and continuing to give me a career. I'm not that into birthdays, but doing these releases and stuff like that on the birthday is a good chance to just reflect and go, man, I've got away with it for another year. For another year, I've not had to go back to working in retail or working in factories as I've done over the years. So it's wicked and I appreciate it. So thank you very much. You can get all of these albums at speechofanimalrecords.com. There's also stuff to buy there if you choose to. You can buy stuff and support artists. I should mention now, immediately, Say Francis and B Dolan, and Rob Alton, in fact, are all at the Edinburgh Fringe. Sage and B are doing their Epic Beard Men insane show, Tricknology. It's going to be amazing. And Rob Alton is doing a show, I believe, about hair. Because he's Rob and he's nuts. So please go and check them out and let me know what you think. They're amazing. Support these acts, support these artists. Thank you for tuning in. I'll be back next week with a proper episode. See you later.
You've been listening to Scooby's Picks.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Discretion, please.